Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy 32 Strategies to Master Your Mind by Charles Kerwood, is a beginner-oriented self-help workbook that presents cognitive behavioral therapy as a practical method for reducing negative thinking, overthinking, anxiety-related stress, and emotional overwhelm. Rather than positioning CBT as a technical clinical system, the book translates its core premise into accessible exercises. Thoughts influence emotions and behavior, and changing habitual interpretations can change daily experience. Its purpose is instructional and participatory, combining explanation with worksheets, reflection prompts, planning tools, and supplementary self-care resources. The book is aimed at readers who want an at-home starting point for understanding their emotional patterns before, alongside, or separate from more formal support. Its genre sits between mental health education and guided personal workbook, with an emphasis on applied practice. The central promise is not theoretical mastery of CBT, but the development of repeatable strategies for noticing unhelpful mental habits and responding to them more deliberately. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, CBT is simplified into an at-home sequence of practical strategies. The defining feature of the book is its attempt to make cognitive behavioral therapy usable for readers without clinical training. CBT can easily become abstract when described through professional terminology, but Kerwood organizes the material around 32 strategies, giving the reader a structured pathway rather than a loose collection of advice. This format matters because beginners often need small, repeatable actions before they can understand larger therapeutic principles. The book appears to prioritize recognition, reflection, and gradual behavioral adjustment over dense theory. That choice fits the at-home workbook model readers are not only told that thoughts affect emotions, they are asked to observe how this process appears in their own lives. The number of strategies also gives the book a modular quality. A reader can return to particular tools when overthinking, stress, or emotional reactivity becomes prominent. This makes the book less like a single argument and more like a reference manual for practicing CBT basics. Its accessibility is therefore not just a matter of simple language, but of converting a therapeutic model into manageable steps that can be revisited outside a therapy session. Secondly, negative thought patterns are treated as habits that can be identified and revised. A central CBT idea in the book is that negative thoughts are not random intrusions to be obeyed automatically, but learned patterns that can be noticed, questioned, and reshaped. This is important because many readers approach anxiety or low mood as if the emotional state itself is the only problem. CBT shifts attention to the interpretations that intensify those emotions. Kerwood presents this shift in beginner-friendly terms, encouraging readers to recognize unhelpful thinking before it becomes a spiral. The practical value lies in separating an event from the meaning assigned to it. For example, a stressful situation may trigger self-criticism, catastrophic prediction, or emotional reasoning, and the workbook style helps readers slow that process down. By writing thoughts out and examining them, the reader gains distance from automatic reactions. The book does not need to present CBT as a cure all to be useful here. Its contribution is to make cognitive revision feel concrete. Identify the thought, consider its effect, look for a more balanced interpretation, and practice the alternative until it becomes more available in ordinary situations. Thirdly, overthinking is addressed through interruption, reflection, and healthier response patterns. The subtitle emphasizes stopping overthinking, and the book approaches this problem through CBT-based self-regulation rather than simple distraction. Overthinking often persists because the mind treats repeated analysis as problem-solving, even when it is actually increasing distress. A CBT workbook is well suited to this issue because it can ask readers to observe the difference between useful reflection and repetitive rumination. Kerwood frames the process as learning to respond to stress in a healthier way, which suggests a movement from mental looping toward deliberate action. The practical reasoning is straightforward when a reader can identify the trigger, name the recurring thought, and choose a different response. The overthinking cycle loses some of its automatic force. The book also appears to keep the tone non-clinical, which may help readers who feel overwhelmed by technical mental health language. Its strategies are likely most helpful when used repeatedly in real situations, because overthinking is usually maintained by habit and emotional urgency. The value of the book is therefore not in promising instant calm, but in giving readers a set of interruptive practices that can be applied when their thoughts begin to accelerate. Fourthly, worksheets and planning tools turn self-help advice into active practice. One reason the book stands out within beginner CBT material is its workbook orientation. Many self-help books explain principles clearly, but leave readers uncertain about how to translate insight into behavior. Kerwood reduces that gap through worksheets, plans, reflective exercises, and related self-care materials such as affirmation cards and a toolkit accessible through QR codes. These elements are significant because CBT depends on practice. A reader cannot usually change entrenched thought patterns by agreeing with an idea once. The process requires recording, reviewing, testing, and repeating new responses. Worksheets create a place for this repetition and make progress more observable. Planning tools also help convert emotional goals into scheduled actions, which is especially useful for readers who feel disorganized by anxiety or stress. The interactive structure encourages personal application rather than passive reading. It also increases the chance that the book will function as a continuing reference. A reader can return to exercises at different stages, compare patterns over time, and adapt strategies to changing circumstances. This practice-based design aligns closely with the real logic of CBT, where structured self-observation is often as important as explanation. Lastly, the book works best as an introductory support, not a replacement for clinical care. The at-home framing is useful, but it also defines the natural limit of the book. CBT workbooks can help readers understand emotions, reduce everyday stress, and build healthier habits. Yet they cannot assess the severity, history, or complexity of a mental health condition in the way a qualified professional can. This distinction is important for evaluating the book fairly. Its strength is accessibility. It offers a low barrier entry point for readers who may not know where to begin, who want to reflect before seeking deeper help, or who need structured exercises between therapy sessions. Its limitation is that self-guided practice depends on the reader's ability to apply the tools consistently and to recognize when symptoms require more support. The book, therefore, fits best as an educational and reflective companion rather than a comprehensive treatment plan. This does not weaken its value, it clarifies its proper use. For mild to moderate patterns of negative thinking or habitual overanalysis, the strategies may provide practical direction. For severe depression, trauma, persistent panic, or risk of harm, the workbook should be viewed as supplementary to professional evaluation and care. In conclusion, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy 32, Strategies to Master Your Mind is best suited for readers who are new to CBT and want a structured, approachable way to examine negative thinking, emotional stress, and overthinking at home. It will be most useful for people who prefer guided exercises over abstract explanation, since the workbook format encourages active reflection rather than passive reading. The practical benefit is that readers can begin to identify mental habits, test more balanced interpretations, and create small plans for responding differently to stress. The intellectual benefit is a clearer understanding of the CBT principle that emotions are influenced not only by events, but by the meanings and assumptions attached to those events, compared with more formal CBT books. Its distinguishing feature is accessibility. It breaks the method into 32 usable strategies and supports them with worksheets, planning tools, and supplementary self-care resources. Compared with lighter inspirational self-help titles, it stands out by grounding its advice in recognizable CBT concepts and by asking readers to practice. The book should not be treated as a substitute for therapy when symptoms are severe, but as a practical first step, reference guide, or companion resource. It offers a focused and usable introduction to cognitive behavioral self-work. If you would like to support Charles Kerwood, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.